On the west side of Manhattan, there's a neighborhood that used to be called Tin Pan Alley. In the 1920s, so many songwriters were trying out their latest creations on so many pianos, they said it sounded like a chorus of tin pans. Well, at our next concert, the Kalamazoo Symphony wants to take you back to that era, but perhaps with less cacophony. We'll be playing George Gershwin's Piano Concerto in F Major, a truly innovative work for its time. Only someone who grew up amidst the noise of Manhattan could choose to start a piece with a crash and a bang. When the piano soloist enters, it's with a hauntingly insistent theme. Gershwin later expands that theme for full orchestra. By using bouncy rhythms and occasionally clashing harmonies, Gershwin conjures up the jaunty gait of the typical New Yorker. But he manages to soften it into a moment of nostalgia. Gershwin grew up in Brooklyn and started playing the piano only because his older brother Ira didn't want to. By the time he was 18, George Gershwin was working as a composer and arranger. And 3 years later, he wrote his first million-selling hit, Swanee. His wide range of expression could take him from the lyrical to the almost savage. This concerto was written towards the beginning of Gershwin's career, and the ideas seem to overflow. He adds a little scherzo to the mix. His intention was to take the large orchestral form of a classical piano concerto, but use the language of popular song and dance. The first movement ends with a flourish, along with the rhythm of the Charleston. Thank you. I'll have the pleasure of performing as conductor and piano soloist on the next Kalamazoo Symphony Concert. I hope you'll be there to hear us.